Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's Interlaken World Premieres. We'll hear world premiere performances given at Interlaken spanning several decades. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Students at Interlaken have given many world premiere performances over the years. We'll start the program with a relatively recent world premiere. Rob Diemer is head of composition at the State University of New York at Fredonia, and he has taught composition at Interlaken in the summers. Diemer composed the piece Mirabilis specifically for the World Youth Wind Symphony at the request of the conductor, Stephen Davis. Rob Diemer told IPR that Davis had asked him for a short, fanfare-like work that would help them start the concert off on a high note, as it were. Rob Diemer explained that Mirabilis means wondrous or remarkable, and it seemed appropriate for the piece that he'd written. Diemer says that his piece should be performed with bright, happy energy and no-holds-barred enthusiasm. Interlaken's World Youth Wind Symphony premiered this work in the summer of 2014. Here they are, conducted by Stephen Davis. Mirabilis for Wind Band by Rob Diemer, performed by the 2014 World Youth Wind Symphony and conducted by Stephen Davis. That was the world premiere performance of that piece. Rob Diemer told us here at IPR that whomever plays the trumpet one part in that piece deserves a special treat after the concert because the part is such a challenge. This is the Interlaken Collection. On this episode, it's world premiere performances given right here at Interlaken. The composer Howard Hansen had a relationship with Interlaken that lasted over half a century. His primary post was music director of the Eastman School of Music, but he spent many summers at Interlaken. In 1931, Hansen gave part of his Symphony No. 2 to Interlaken to use as the Interlaken theme. That's the closing theme you hear on this program. But the Symphony No. 2 isn't Hansen's only symphony with a special relationship to Interlaken. In 1977, Interlaken campers gave the world premiere performance of the Symphony No. 7, a sea symphony. Interlaken had commissioned the piece from Hansen to celebrate the 50th camp season that year. Hansen dedicated the piece to Interlaken's founder, Joe Matty. The texts that he set in the Sea Symphony come from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, and they compare a voyage on the sea to a voyage through life. Here's the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and High School Choir in that world premiere performance of the Sea Symphony, with Howard Hansen himself conducting.
Thank you.
the 1977 world premiere of the Symphony No. 7, a Sea Symphony, performed by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and National Music Camp High School Choir, with Howard Hanson conducting. Hanson was 80 years old when he wrote that piece and conducted its premiere, and it was the last major work that he would compose before his death in 1981. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Interlaken Collection. We're listening to world premiere performances given at Interlaken. Another American composer who was a contemporary of Howard Hanson was William Schumann. While Hanson lived in upstate New York, William Schumann lived in the city of New York and served on the faculty of Juilliard. He loved the city, and he wrote a musical tribute to one of its bridges in 1950. He wrote that he had seen the bridge almost every day since its construction during his childhood. To Schumann, the George Washington Bridge has almost a human personality, one that changes depending on the day, the weather, or even his own mood when he saw it. He has said that he can't imagine a more gracious welcome or dramatic entry than that the bridge offers. William Schumann composed the piece called George Washington Bridge at the request of the Michigan State Band and Orchestra Association. It had its world premiere at Interlaken in 1950. That recording hasn't survived, but the piece has been a favorite at Interlaken for many years. Here's a performance from July of 2004 with Frederick Fennell leading the World Youth Symphonic Band.
Thank you.
the World Youth Symphonic Band in the summer of 2004, performing William Schumann's George Washington Bridge and conducted by Frederick Fennell. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Composer Alan Hovhaness has written several pieces that have gotten their world premieres here, starting with the Variations and Fugue in the 1960s. In the spring of 1982, Hovhaness visited Interlaken to work with Academy students and to conduct performances of his music. For a photo of Alan Hovhaness working with Interlaken students during this visit, check out our website at classicalipr.org. His visit included the world premiere of his Symphony No. 40. But the Symphony No. 40 was almost lost because, as Hovhaness explained, the original manuscript was stolen from his home one night when he was away.
I looked around that night for the symphony and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find my music case. I couldn't find anything. My wife's things were gone too. So we were, everything had gone. I should have followed my wife's advice and double locked the place. I don't know whether that would have helped. But I knew that nobody wanted the symphony, but they did want that new music case and anything else that they could sell. So I looked at all the garbage cans all over around that neighborhood, thinking I might be able to find it, but I couldn't. I never found it. Television people helped and advertised it, but it was never found. So this is a replacement of number 40.
Composer Alan Hovhaness talking about his Symphony No. 40, just before its world premiere performance at Interlaken. Here's the Academy Orchestra and faculty, conducted by the composer.
Thank you.
the world premiere performance of the Symphony No. 40 by Alan Hovhaannis, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and faculty in April of 1982 and conducted by the composer. Just one of many world premieres that have taken place at Interlaken since the 1920s. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.